No amount of reparations can capitalize a bankrupted mind. By End Politicians, January 11, 2024, blog, Life, Money, Philosophy, Stupidity Incarnate, The Human Condition, Truth Be Told, What Happened? Writing. Time to start in the middle of it, figuratively speaking anyways, though a literal translation might be just that of the end death bed, intravenously fed. Alveoli drowned gasping gurgled sputter bringing the doped up, falsely weighted down doom necessitating right of the empty shell left for asphyxiating relief of coming crossover to the suffering societal body now full on generationally and chronically emaciated of sickly vacuous malnutrition a plentifully absorbed suckingly empty of the not so much sound, yet chaotically deafening delusional muttered ramblings reflexively. Jettisoned via mindless trespass trappings of the clinical terminal insanity sufferers incapably unaware of cognitive degeneration whittled pointedly to that of a clearly sharpened piercing weaponization wielding none other than an impaled self-victimization offering sprawled in chopping hemispherical splay display asunder. Forget about chapter 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, and 15, this is a cover-to-cover endemic of those bankrupted minds. If you suffered immensely through that paragraph, construct, as had I, then sure such trauma of deftly void divulging dissociations surely left one with the need of not only reverse salutations, cancelled inaugurations, overall heightened disputations, word salad dressing installations, my alphabetical appropriations, but most assuredly for said articles thought formational contemplations. One most definitively has to be cold on the trail of some of those self-defeatist reparations. Go ahead, take me for what I am worth, my priceless, though I am guessing not tasteless deposits held by my financial creditor, the sperm bank. The change that I can spare, the wisdom to know the difference, and the logic to leave everyone else out of it. My collection of oft-handled, worn-out and now wearisomely used carpentry tools. And not to forget, my true prized possessions, now gilded in gold flake spray paint, consisting of, one rickety stool, 13 linear feet of 12 millimeters rope, a full can of aforementioned gold flake paint for when determinant supporting beam has been brought into the loop, and all hanging upon that golden ratio of gravity to mass. Don't spend it all in one place, unless it is a dollar store, but be sure to factor in the sales tax beforehand. Those wacky reparations for slavery, yet more clueless and divisive logarithmic offerings from those unashamedly left stirringly holding the powdered pudding bag while clearly unfit to have an original objective thought, let alone form a neighborhood watch, rise to represent a city, province, state, territory, country, continent, spiritual movement, educational framework, or any other medium apart from possibly a terribly gruesome low budget. B horror movie. Yes, reparations, most certainly a self-victim mentality pummeled ruthlessly and fruitlessly from what seems a need to further torpedo common sense and a societal cohesion of spelling out, understanding, then moving on. Especially from something that is 160 years gone by, and up to 8 generations removed from the bone of contention well being picked clean. Though strangely ravenously feeding those content with the psychologically defunct cannibalization of themselves and a rational society as a whole. So goes the bankrupted mind of toilet dwelling, down and out, dischargeable into the septic field cesspool destined to settle into an evident coagulated sludge pile. One would expect such reparation nonsense in the floundering West from the representational, clueless dupes, bleeding heart fools. Non-dog-connecting fantasy dwellers, interminably lazy and piddly philosophasters reekingly seeking to obliterate common sense along with personal responsibility in the creation of a dumbass state. But surely one would expect the leaders of such African nations tooting such a ridiculous bullhorn to have more decency, intelligence, pride and logic than such a pointless, retrograding, self-defeatist attitude being displayed. Any person or entity living in such a stasis-induced construct is guaranteed an ignoble future at the detriment to the totality of all confined in such choreographed tomfoolery theatricals. Why are African countries not clamoring for reparations of the historical Muslim slave trade? Historical African slave trade routes. Certainly every enlightened indigenous African I have ever spoken with has espoused such logic of moving onward and upwards, not becoming mired in the wickedness that was, therefore enveloping a paralyzing stasis of mind, soul and body to follow. And, delving from the slavery issue for a moment into the colonization of Africa by European powers, a great many black Africans feel, as horrific as some of what has taken place was, that it was a necessary evil to have happened in societal advancement. To be understood, learned from, overcome in universal persevering existence, and educationally integrated for successive generations. Like everything that the consensus of short attention span news media, side by side with supposed educational mind-bankrupting regimes seem to shockingly hypnotize the unwitting to synapse soundbite swallowers into a falsely decreed and quarter-degree dizzy so as to make it seem the whole piddly charade is factual representation. The African Atlantic slave trade is right up there with what the thousand-yard staring fool will register as bigoted lies when confronted with facts that differ from the cultural indoctrination apparatus of Hollywood movies, bogus school textbooks and the thoroughly fantasized lore of Abraham Lincoln's supposed altruist ideals, of which is truly a false representation of actual historic record, of which endpoliticians.com has written upon in the past. Namely that African nations themselves were an integral, complicit, and extremely profiteering framework of the transatlantic slave trade. Without African nations participating in the slave trade, it in no way would have risen anywhere close to the level in which the atrocious dealings occurred. Sheldon Stern, teacher of African American history, and historian at the John F. Kennedy Library and Museum, goes into more detail on the subject, including his 2003 study of 49 state U.S. history standards revealing that not one of these guides to classroom content even mentioned the key role of Africans in supplying the Atlantic slave trade. In Africa itself, however, the slave trade is remembered quite differently. Nigerians, for example, explicitly teach about their own role in the trade. Not taking away from the fact that slavery was used widespread, though most certainly not in agreeance of even close to the entirety of American society, why would what seems to be nearly the entirety of the youth's supposed education system leave out a founding principle of why the slave trade flourished as it did? As a consequence of the U.S. educational system's failure to teach critical and logical facts on continual subjects including the Atlantic slave trade issue, along with the inability to teach basic reasoning skills, critical thinking techniques, non-linear universal cyclical constructs, common sense rationale, or other basic wisdom-infusing techniques to advance the masses out of what rightly seems to be a blatant obfuscation construct used to fabricate a vulnerable, fractionalized thought process based upon calorically empty nourishment causing a rabid starvation of the mind, leading the truly cognitively blind, leading the morally bankrupted mind into ridiculous notions as to why multigenerational detached individuals, well in excess of 41,253 degrees of separation, are responsible for detrimentally, temporarily and non-productively funding what could in reality be nothing other than a byproduct of the system designed to break the psyche and turn one into the teetering self-victim that many have fulfillingly become. The following reality-creating construct may be a difficult one for many to grasp, but is assuredly a monumental necessity of realizing the critical mass, along with said fragility of the time and space each of us inhabit, of the actions and consequences through past global experiences leading to the multidimensional and representational terminal vantage points we so choosingly dwell in, so far as to what is currently one's existential philosophy and accompanying chosen pathway, would certainly not be if the historical norms, whether through ancestral mutual reciprocity, or more critically, the historical exploitative occurrences categorized as atrocity, of which the latter, atrocity, force the former, reciprocity, to settle in what should surely become universal acceptance of what was, without question what most preciously is in just being, leading into what could transformatively become if universal enlightenment of the non-bankrupted mind was allowed to flourish so publicly and in permanence as the lineage of bankrupted ignorance on societally accepted display for emulation purposes. The salient inflection point in the reality of the above paragraph, and what could assuredly be the totality of the recordings of civilizational history, is that of draining adversity, explicit violence, wicked subjugation, exploitative captivity, endless tragedy, atrocious slavery, mass exploitation, multifaceted death, and the like, entwined in absoluteness with struggling through, determined perseverance, overcoming strife, uplifting participation, settling equilibrium, dogged determination, and other attributes of what manifests in self-preservation in situations totally out of one's control, and oft at the sacrifice of ancestral well-being or existence entirety. The worthy ones anyways. In reality, as horrific as the transatlantic slave trade was, if it were not to have transpired, it is with certainty to state that there is the great statistical reality of not one single descendant African American alive today who would be in existence if the slave trade were not to have occurred. Where in all reality, to think about it in mind-bending encompassment, who all else would be contemplating their navels forthwith if the numerous exploitative and deadly actions of generational time past had not taken place? Without doubt CR would not be here logging his fecking Limburger mind in absolute something or other if World War II had not sent my maternal relatives a-reeling and a-fleeing European geographical locations, inclusive of some who were unfortunate enough to met their ends in the Holocaust at the hands of the Royal Third Reich. Honestly, the thought of Germans, now 4 generations into the future, having to pay me off for the sacrifice of ancestral tragedy seems more than illogical, and leads into nonsensical. As I realize how fortunate I am to be here, having the ability to transgress and progress the past with the choices I use, of the free will I am able to wield, joined with the positive attitude, hard work and determination of uplifting nature leading to self-worth and accompanying universal payoff of being able to see the all-too-societally pervasive bankruptcy of the mind for what it is, a festering misery addiction of zero self-worth beaming forth from an empty chamber echoing the uttering's limited scope abilities. It must be clear to anybody paying attention to true societal happenings, that the days of constitutional monarchies, bogus republics, and other institutional power structures, derived from, while delineating to, where all the current nonsense we find ourselves moving backwards within. Such as, fiscal insanity by the incompetent strangling hands of bureaucratic anomaly, educational apparatuses of indoctrinating servility, and endless pandering regimes by truly beholden and bankrupted minds of stringed instrument politicians leading the equally bankrupted totality of what seems to be an ever-growing blob of bankrupted minds looking to get by on anything other than responsibility and accountability, is in free-falling continuance crumbling before those paying attention's very sensory perception devices. Where in doing so, new systems will rise from the now putrid societal corpse. Systems such as sustainable fiscal policies based upon logic, homeostasis, and sustainability, which will in turn leave more money in the pockets of the individual, whether they choose to liberate their bankrupted mind, or not, of which will be free to give their money away to whatever cause they so see fit, whether having a subscription to watch someone play video games, or subsidizing, with reparations, the fool who has the abilities to perfectly well look after themselves, except for the most basic linchpin of the recipe, honest effort. The days of government-thieved preposterously pilfered pots of pathetically pandering payouts to satisfy pitiful personal perversion are to become permanently petrified perceptions. You bet, there will still be government funding for a range of critical societal necessities through a much lessened tax burden to the citizenry at large, but the bankrupted mind troglodytes will have no more an emaciated sagging titty to unashamedly suck the life from in parasitically fevered passion. No, in the future, once society finally crosses over, the bankrupted mind of the foolish will be forced to crowdfund their own insanity, as the competent, Rational society that currently exists will cease to being the exploited and relegated misshaped shadow of today's sickly society body. CR.